Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways, exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Monsoon season showed up early in Nashville that year. I was 10 and home alone with my mom. My dad was out of town on a business trip. The city was getting hammered by a bad thunderstorm. It was so intense, everything was pitch black, even in the middle of the day. The nights were even worse. Mom tucked me in bed at around 9 after reading Where the Wild Things Are. My room was upstairs at the end of the hall, while Mom slept downstairs. The storm got worse as the night went on. I could hear the rain pounding against my window and thunder getting louder and closer. I'm not usually scared of storms, but this one felt different and heavier. Around midnight, I woke up to this violent crack of thunder that literally shook the whole house and made my bed vibrate.
Mom?
I called out, clutching my pillow. My heart was pounding like crazy. I had this creepy feeling like something awful was going to happen.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways, exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I got out of bed, opened my door, and stepped into the hallway, and immediately went weird. The house felt different. I went over to the stairs and peeked into the living room. The streetlight outside was shining through the window, illuminating just enough to see. And what I saw totally made my gut wrench. The living room was a wreck. Our couch was ripped open, with stuffing spilling out everywhere, like someone had taken a knife to it. There were deep stab marks in the cushions. The coffee table was knocked over and a lamp was broken on the floor. And the front door was hanging open slightly, but enough to see that the lock was broken. Muddy boot prints tracked across the floor from the door to the hallway. Someone had been inside. I stood there, frozen. I couldn't move or breathe. I really wanted to see Mom, so I snuck down the stairs as quietly as I could. I got to her bedroom door. It was shut. I slowly pushed it open. There was a little blue nightlight plugged in. It was dim, but I could see. Mom was in bed, lying on her side, facing away from the door.
Mom! Mom! Wake up! Someone's in our house!
She didn't respond. I took a step closer.
Mom, please wake up!
I went around the bed to see her face. That's when I saw something in the corner of the room. It looked like a guy was crouched down right next to the bed, like he'd been hiding there the whole time. As soon as I saw him, he slowly stood up and unfolded from the darkness. He was tall and thin, and he stared at me. My breathing picked up, and my heart raced. My brain had gone numb, and I didn't know what I should do. I waited for him to come screaming at me or my mom to get up, but neither made a move. Suddenly, a wet choking sound echoed through the silence. I flinched and turned back to my mom. Her body jerked a little as blood bubbled out of her mouth.
Mom!
I screamed. I ran to the light switch and slammed it on. The room exploded into bright light, and I saw everything. A knife was buried deep in her stomach. Her shirt was soaked with blood. Her eyes were open but empty and staring at nothing. That choking sound had been her last breath. I looked back at the corner. The man was still there and staring. Before he could even take a step forward, I screamed and bolted out of the room and out the front door into the street, screaming for help. A neighbor heard me and called 911. I don't remember much after that. Everything went black. I woke up in a hospital bed. There were police officers in my room asking me questions. What happened? What did I see? I told them everything I remembered. They wrote it all down and asked me to describe the man. I tried, but I couldn't remember his face, except that he was tall and thin, and that he had these bony hands, and that he stared at me without saying anything. The police told me they'd search the house, but couldn't find him. He'd left through the back door. They found more muddy footprints leading out to the backyard. They were searching the area and looking for him, but they never found him or caught him. He just disappeared into the night, like he was never there. Except my mom was dead, so I knew he was real, and knew it wasn't a nightmare, even though I wished it was. Dad moved cities a month after the funeral. He has hired people who go on those trips. He hardly ever leaves me alone. I can't sleep in my own room anymore, and I sleep with Dad with all the lights on, because every time I close my eyes, I see that man standing in the corner and see him unfolding from the darkness. I see my mom's eyes staring at nothing, and I hear that choking sound. I fall apart all the time and tell my dad I wish the guy had killed me too. He said that act of mercy is the only reason he's still alive. The police said it was probably a robbery gone wrong, and that he broke in thinking nobody was home, that he panicked when my mom woke up and killed her. But I don't think that's true, because he had time to run when he heard me coming and had time to escape. But he stayed and hid in the corner and waited for me to find him. What did he accomplish by destroying our whole world?
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Waves. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It was one of the coldest nights of Atlanta. I had just hit 17 and felt like I could conquer the world. So when my buddies dared me to break into this rundown house and film myself wandering around for 10 minutes, I was like, bet, without even thinking twice. They said it would be easy, because nobody had lived there for years. I thought it would be a quick thrill, and I'd later post it online and get views. The house was on the edge of town, in a rundown neighborhood with an overgrown yard and boarded-up windows. It looked properly abandoned, like nobody had been there in years. I went around to the back and found a window with broken glass and climbed through. My phone was already recording. I needed 10 minutes of footage to prove I'd done it. The moment I stepped inside, I regretted it. The kitchen was disgusting, with rotten food on the counters and plates covered in mold. Cockroaches were crawling on every surface. The smell was so awful I nearly threw up. It felt like something had died in there. But I'd already started and had to finish the challenge. I moved through the kitchen into a hallway and found a downstairs bedroom. There was a stained mattress on the floor, with needles scattered around it and empty bottles. Peering at them, I realized it wasn't an abandoned place, but a neglected house, and someone could actually be living there. I should have left right then. I knew I was intruding, but I was already 5 minutes in and needed five more for the challenge. I kept filming and walking through more rooms. Everything was filthy with trash everywhere, and water damage on the walls and mold growing in the corners. I made my way up the stairs, as they creaked like crazy under me, almost giving way. Once I got to the top, there was a hallway with three closed doors. I walked toward the last one, probably the master bedroom. All of a sudden, I heard a woman screaming, totally pissed off from inside the room.
You ruined my submission! That was for the design competition! I told you 100 times not to touch my desk while I was out!
Oh, come on. It was just a little spilled coffee, and I tried to wipe it. Stop being so dramatic. A man's voice roared back, laced with aggression. You always gotta make a big deal out of everything. It's not like I did it on purpose. My stomach dropped. Someone was definitely in there. Then, out of nowhere, I heard a super loud smack. The woman cried out in pain and started bawling. My first thought was that it was a homeless couple living in the abandoned house and having a domestic dispute. I should have run and gotten out, but some stupid part of me thought this would make my video even better. So I crept closer to the door with my phone still recording. It was slightly ajar, and I peeked inside. What I saw made my heart stop. The guy was just standing there in front of the mirror, wearing only his boxers. His face was a mess, caked with thick, smudged makeup. He was arguing with his reflection, switching between a deep man's voice and a woman's voice.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The woman's voice would scream something, and then the guy's voice would scream right back. He was having a full-blown argument with himself in the mirror. As I raised my phone to get a decent shot, he suddenly shut up. I froze. I didn't move or breathe as I watched him stiffen as well. After a second, he slowly turned his head and looked right at me. Our eyes locked. For a split second, neither of us moved. Then, he opened his mouth and let out this horrible animal howl. He started laughing like a maniac while pulling out his own hair and hitting himself in the face over and over. I turned and sprinted out of the hallway and down the stairs. I could hear him behind me, running and laughing and screaming. His footsteps pounded down the stairs. I got to the kitchen, jumped through the broken window. I landed in the backyard. I kept running without looking back until I got to my car. I hurriedly got in and locked the doors. My hands were shaking so badly I could barely get the key in the ignition. I looked back at the house. He was standing in the backyard in just his underwear and covered in makeup, staring at my car. He started walking toward me slowly, still laughing. I started the car and floored it. I got out of there as fast as I could. I kept checking my rearview mirror and making sure he wasn't following me. He wasn't. I went straight home and locked myself in my room. My friends were texting me, asking me for the video. I sent it to them. They watched it, and nobody believed it was real. They thought I'd staged it and hired an actor, that the whole thing was fake. But it wasn't fake. It was real. That man was real. I called the police and told them what happened. They said they'd check it out. They went to the house and said it was empty. But I have the video. I watched it 100 times. You can see him clearly, hear him talking to himself, and hear that howl. Winter break's over, school's back on, but I'm driving a whole different way, making sure I don't go anywhere near that house. I even nuked all my social media and quit doing all those dumb challenges, because I can't stop thinking about the whole thing. And I keep wondering what would have happened if I'd been slower, and if he'd caught me before I got out that window. What would he have done? I'm super glad I'll never know. I matched with Dax on a dating app nearly a month before all this went down. He was pretty close to my age and lived right here in Phoenix, too. We'd gone out a few times for casual coffee and meals. He seemed like a nice guy, so I didn't think much when he called me in on another date. It was at this bar downtown. We had drinks and talked for hours. I didn't realize how much time had passed until it was nearly midnight. "Hey, why don't we take it to your place?" Dax said.
Yeah, I'd love to.
I got in my car and took off. Pretty soon, I realized this beat-up beige Camry was shadowing me. It had been hanging back a few lengths since we left the bar. I pointed it out to Dax.
I think that car's been following us.
He glanced in the rearview mirror and shook his head. Nah, pretty sure I just got here. You're just being paranoid. He just laughed it off, but I wasn't making it up. The car seriously followed us all the way to my place. When I pulled into my driveway, it crept right past so slowly I could see the driver. It was this old lady with gray hair, and she was staring at us as she went by. I got major creeps. So I bolted out of the car and unlocked the front door fast. Dax was right behind me. I locked the door and checked the window. The Camry was gone. I felt a tiny bit better. Maybe I was being totally paranoid and it was just a coincidence. Dax was standing in my living room, looking around. Nice place.
Thanks.
I went to the kitchen to get us drinks. When I came back, Dax was sitting on the couch and smiling. I sat next to him. We talked for a few minutes before he leaned in. We were about to kiss when a knock rattled the door. I nearly jumped out of my skin. I got up and looked through the peephole. No one was there. Who is it?
No one.
Probably just a cat or something. Come here. He pulled me back onto the couch and started laying on the compliments, telling me how beautiful I was and how much he liked hanging out with me. I blushed and started to chill out again. We kissed. Out of nowhere, I felt Dax getting tense, staring past me, right at the window behind my head. His eyes were glued to something. When I turned around to look at the window, there was nothing there.
What's got your attention?
The curtains. It just feels weird with the curtains open. Can we shut them? It was a strange thing to say, but I got up and closed the curtains anyway. I came back to the couch, and we started making out again, and things heated up. We went to my bedroom. We hung out for a while and eventually crashed. I don't know what time it was when I woke up, maybe 2 or 3 in the morning. When my eyes opened, Dax was sitting up in bed. His breathing was heavy and labored, like he was hyperventilating.
Dax, are you okay?
I started to sit up, and immediately I felt the coldness of metal against my neck. I tilted my head slightly and figured it was a knife blade. My soul nearly left my body. My hands started shaking and my heartbeat picked up. The old lady from the Camry was standing right next to my bed. Her face was maybe an inch from mine, eyes all bloodshot and full of pure rage, her gray hair a total mess. She had a knife pressed against my throat.
I'll bring you a bunch of new dolls, but you're not allowed to have a human girlfriend. That was the deal. How dare you deceive me?
She wasn't talking to me. She was talking to Dax.
I'm done with dolls, Mom. I want a real girl. I'm not a kid anymore. You can't control me.
The weirdo was his mother. Before I could process, Dax lunged at her and tried to grab the knife from her hand. They started fighting, screaming at each other, throwing things in the process. Eventually, the knife clattered to the floor. I didn't wait. I jumped out of bed and ran out of my bedroom into the hallway. I made it to the guest room and locked the door shut. Fortunately, I'd grabbed my phone and I dialed 911.
Please help! There's someone in my house with a knife!
I could hear them fighting outside, screaming and breaking things. I pressed myself against the wall and shook. The operator stayed on the line and said police were coming. Minutes later, faint sirens echoed in the distance. Right on cue, the screaming stopped. I waited for either Dax or his mad mother to come knocking at the door, but nothing happened. Eventually, police cars pulled outside. I slowly unlocked the door and checked the surroundings through the crack before dashing downstairs. 3 officers were searching. They're gone. The front door was wide open. They'd both run. Police searched the area but never found them or the Camry. Dax's dating profile was deleted, and his social media was gone. He'd blocked my number. I moved out the following week.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I'm absolutely done with online dating, because every time I try, I keep getting hung up on how completely normal Dax seemed. Like, it never once hit me that he was messing with my head the whole time. He knew his mother was a psycho lurking in the bushes, and he made me shut the blinds. And I wonder if I was just another girl in a long line, another person who almost became a victim of whatever sick relationship they had. I'm just grateful I got out alive.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Say big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.